Part one of today's audiocast for Friday, December 1st, 2006 from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource, is brought to you by Aviation Consumer. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. After a series of hiccups with its very light jet program, Eclipse Aviation CEO Vern Rayburn spoke with AvWeb about the problems his company has recently encountered. Just before Thanksgiving, Eclipse revealed that it had grounded its test fleet due to a wing attach fitting problem and further said that repetitive inspections will be necessary due to unanticipated window cracking. Rayburn said that customers have taken this information in stride.
Well, I think the customers understood on the basis of that communication that these were just interim issues, that these were not issues that were going to linger or even affect really any customers in the fleet. So I think that the general response we've gotten, in fact, universal response we've gotten from our customer base, is they're very appreciative that we took the time and we were honest about this as opposed to the normal manufacturer's approach of sort of, you know, trying to wave hands and shine over the issue, and they understand that we're solving these problems and these repetitive inspections and reduced inspection intervals are not going to be a fact of life once the fleet enters the field.
On Monday, Eclipse sent another letter to customers to explain the delay in beginning Eclipse 500 deliveries. In the letter, Rayburn asked customers to work with and support the company as it transitions from a development company to a production company. Does this indicate that customers are losing confidence in Eclipse?
And it's not so much that they're losing confidence. They just want to know that there's a reason to continue to have confidence. So maybe that's a subtlety that I'm trying to slice a little bit too thinly, but I see it as a very fundamentally different thing. There's a simple fact here, and I'm the fact here, and I'm the first one to stand up and acknowledge this, which is we have not performed to what we told our customers we were going to do. We understood that last week. We finally understood what the core underlying problem, which is what I outlined in the letter to customers and investors, was. And we have now taken some pretty aggressive and significant steps to correct the problem. The fact that we finally figured this out really just a day before Thanksgiving, and we told our customers about it less than a day after the Thanksgiving holiday occurred, I think is, you know, I'm just going to take some pride in that. Whether people want to share that with me or not is irrelevant, because we're doing exactly what we said we've always were going to do with our customers, which we've kept them informed. And as we understand the problems, be they manufacturing faults in the attach fittings, be they design problems in the windshield, be they, you know, process problems in the inspection cycle, we're going to tell people about it.
How is Dayjet, Eclipse's biggest customer, reacting to the delays?
Dayjet is the most rational of our customers, and they're the least concerned about this. They understand that in any new product, including ultimately their own, there's going to be hitches, there's going to be hiccups. Ed Yacobucci and I have both been through far too many complex, large product development cycles to believe that everything is always just ducky and everything is always just perfect. Maybe some other companies try to project that's basically because they take this attitude of treat customers like mushrooms. You know what that means. So Dayjet's just fine with all this.
Ask if there's anything else that might cause further program delays, Rayburn replied.
God, I hope not. I don't know. We don't do progressive disclosure. When we find a problem and we understand it, we tell people about it. So are there brewing problems? Are there problems that, you know, quote unquote, we don't want to talk about yet? No, there's no problems like that. Does that mean that there's not going to be problems? I'm not going to say that in the slightest. In fact, I'm almost willing to guarantee you there will be problems in the future. And I will guarantee you that when there are problems in the future, we'll handle them in exactly the way we've always handled them, which is to be honest with people, be forthright with people, and communicate to people when we have a full and clear understanding of the problem and what we're going to do about it.
Eclipse now says it will ship 10 Eclipse 500s by year-end, with 515 planned to be delivered next year. Is this quick ramp-up rate really achievable?
It's something that we've been planning on and investing in. And for anybody who has visited our facility, it's something that they come away saying, yes, you absolutely can do this. We've had a lot of visitors, both domestic and international. We've had a lot of very experienced aviation folks come through and visit us. And universally, they have all said, first off, A, I had no idea of the investment and the planning and the effort you made. And B, I fully believe you can do this now. And we invite anybody who wants to come to Albuquerque, and we'll show them. It's one of the reasons that we included some photos of the production line. As you can see in the production line, There's nearly 10 aircraft sitting there in final assembly right now. This is not like we're going to suddenly go build them, we're suddenly going to go order parts. With the production line is moving, we've been planning this, we've been working on this, we've been investing in this. Are there challenges? Absolutely, there's challenges. There's no question. Anytime you go into a new manufacturing ramp, there's always going to be challenges. Will we find problems? Absolutely. One of the things I think that Eclipse has demonstrated is when it does stub its toe, when we do have problems, we solve the problems. Sometimes it takes a while, but we solve the problems. And so do I think we can deliver those airplanes? I wouldn't be saying if I didn't think we could.
However, one false step by just one supplier could grind the production line to a halt.
We think that the biggest risk to our production ramp, our projected production ramp, is the vendor base. And unfortunately, it's not a vendor or just one specific vendor that can cause the problem. It's any vendor. And all it takes is one vendor to stub, and we could be in potential problems. Now, we're doing a lot of things to mitigate that as we've understood the risk, as we've understood the potential problems, and our understanding is a lot deeper today than it was even a year ago, let alone 2 or 3 years ago. But I got to point to this and say, this ain't new. This is not a problem that other industries haven't dealt with. In fact, the vast majority of industries in the world, except general aviation, do deal with, you know, a massive international, well-distributed supply chain, a just-in-time supply chain, and there are many techniques, there's many people who understand how to do this, including, by the way, our VP of supply, who ran supply at Dell for about 6 years, and Dell Computers, sort of the, you know, ultimate purveyors of just-in-time lean manufacturing. We understand the challenges to this. Have we conquered all the challenges? Nope. Could we stumble because a vendor stumbled? Absolutely. This is not Vern blaming vendors, as some of, you know, the little naysayers out there like to say. This is just a simple reality. We have designed a production line, a manufacturing system that is a true just-in-time lean system. That's one of the reasons we're able to get our price down, because we've taken out a massive amount of overhead absorption costs that other manufacturers haven't taken out, and it does contribute significantly to the reduced cost of the aircraft. Is there a challenge to do it? Absolutely, it's one that we're investing very heavily in. It really is a partnership, and our very best vendors are willing and eager partners in that partnership. Some of them are just, no, that's not the way we've done it, that's not the way we're going to do it, and those are people that ultimately we won't do any business with on a long-term basis.
For more on this interview, listen to Part 2 on avweb.com, available right now. Comments are welcome at audionews@avweb.com, and this report was brought to you by Aviation Consumer, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. Look for AvWeb's next audiocast on Monday, December 4th. I'm Mike Blakeney for AvWeb Audio. Thanks for listening.